Give yourself an emotional facelift. Botox and tummy tucks, liposuction and a new hairstyle might provide a momentary lift of spirit. After all, everyone wants to look good. But emotional baggage will remain even after all the body tweaking. T.S. Eliot once said, "I don't believe one grows older. I think that what happens early on in life is that at a certain age, one stands still and stagnates." You've seen people who act much older than their years. Stooped and frowning, they look and act at least 10 years older than their actual age. Giving yourself an emotional facelift is a way of empowering a transformation to take place in your inner self, to awaken the creativity and powers within that can help you to age gracefully and become successful in whatever you choose, no matter what your age or handicaps. Below are some great tips about how to begin your emotional facelift challenge. It's a challenge because it means you've got to change your way of doing things, explore your self-image, and find ways that work for you to ease the emotional burdens and stresses that life brings. Take care of yourself. You can't help yourself or anyone if you feel tired and emotionally drained. Do some things for yourself that lift your spirits. It may be as simple as taking a long hot bath, or it could mean that you need to get away from it all for a while. A healthy diet and some cardio exercise won't hurt either. Replace negative thoughts with positive ones. It's extremely important that you nip all negative thoughts in the bud before you can even digest them. Self-criticism is a bad habit that can sabotage all your efforts and talents. Enjoy life. Don't wait for all the stars to line up in the sky to be happy. If you look beyond your self-defeating attitude, you'll likely see that you're very blessed with something in your life that can make you happy. A dog's greeting, a child's excitement, or simply taking a walk can bring enjoyment if you recognize it. Have a plan. Everyone feels better when there's a plan in place, whether it's for business or personal reasons. If you're down in the dumps more than you're happy, develop a plan for self-awareness that will show you exactly why you're unhappy and how to deal with it. Become a goal seeker. If you don't have a passion or a short or long-term goal in mind for yourself, it's difficult to find emotional balance in your life. Striving for and reaching goals you set for yourself is empowering. Rational thinking is a good way to combat those memories of past failures and experiences that left you cold and in emotional tatters. Use rational thinking to improve your self-image, and the past won't be able to harm you. Giving yourself an emotional facelift is one of the best and most positive things you can do for yourself, and it lasts a lot longer than the physical facelift.